praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you, Lord, for your compassions toward us. Thank you for your miracles you are doing in our lives and situations. Thank you, Lord, for making ways for us where it appears there are no ways. Thank you for frustrating the plans of the enemy that were against us. Thank you, Lord, for making impossible things possible unto us. Thank you, Lord, for using those things the devil meant for our downfall to lift us up. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for how you meet us at the point of our needs. Thank you for defending us against our enemies. Thank you, Father. We thank you for fighting those battles that were too strong for us to overcome. Thank you for fighting for us and for bringing us victories. Thank you for those prayers we have prayed and you answered them. Thank you, Father. We thank you for a glorious future, a beautiful future you have created ahead for us. Thank you for turning negative situations in our lives into positive situations. Thank you, Father. Thank you for causing all things to work together for our good. Thank you for the ministry of your Holy Spirit in our lives. Thank you for how your Holy Spirit has been helping us to pray and prevail in the place of prayer. Thank you for how your Holy Spirit has been leading and guiding us into all your truths. Thank you, Father. We thank you for joy that fills our hearts. Thank you for peace that fills our hearts. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for giving us strength that cannot be defeated by darkness. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. O Lord, I ask that as we would be having this prayer session right now, minister life unto everyone. Let your presence be revealed among us with great power unto great victories and mighty miracles in the name of Jesus. We want to see you move among us. We want to see you touch us from your throne. We want to see you revive our spirits and souls and bodies. We want to see you change our lives. Father, do so and even beyond tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe that He has a lot to do for you tonight as you pray. As you pray with faith, there's a lot His mighty hand will do in your life. In Jesus' name. We're going to take some songs of worship and praises before we begin to pray. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle, Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. You are the mighty man in battle, O Lord, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle, Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. You are covenant keeping God, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are covenant keeping God. King of glory, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are Lord, you are covenant keeping God. King of Israel, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord, You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God, Jehovah. You are the Most High, Jehovah. You are the Most High God, King of Glory. You are the Most High, Alpha and Omega. You are the Most High God, King of Kings. You are the Most High, Lord of Lords. You are the Most High God, Emmanuel. You are the Most High Waymaker. You are the Most High God, Almighty God. You are the Most High Adonai. You are the Most High God, Jehovah. You are the Most High, oh Jehovah. You are the Most High God. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name, Lord, your majesty, divine authority. Hallowed be your name. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Thank you, Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have need and I ask art provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Yes, Lord.
Great. has provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto us. We praise you, we praise you, oh Lord, we praise you. We praise you, oh Lord, in our lives. We see what you're doing, and one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side, with love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. Sing it. God will make a way. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways, he walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side, with love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I have searched through all eternity long, and found there is none like you. Above all powers, above all kings, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You are here. before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealths and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you were. He was crucified. Crucified. Laid behind the stone. You need to die. Rejected and alone. Like a rose. A trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me. He was crucified. Led behind a stone, he lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose, trampled on the ground. You took the form and thought of me, and thought of me. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I give you my soul. I'll live for you alone. Every step that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I will live for you alone. Every step that I take, every moment I'm awake, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me. By your blood, you crushed principalities. Jesus, by your name, by your name, you established authority. Jesus, Jesus, the righteous, by your blood, you crushed principalities. You crushed principalities. Jesus, by your name, you established authority. Jesus, the righteous. Jesus, you have conquered all. Jesus, yes, Lord. Jesus, you reign over all. Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him. Open your mouth and begin to praise Him. Glorify Him. Adore Him. Praise Him. Magnify Him. For He is the Lord strong and mighty. He is the Lord mighty in battles. Begin to worship Him. Begin to glorify Him. Begin to bless Him. Praise Him. Worship Him. Magnify Him. Worship Him. Magnify Him. Praise Him. King of glory, we worship You. Lord of hosts, we worship You. Mighty God, miracle worker, way maker, Lion of the tribe of Judah, we worship You, Rock of Israel. We worship You, El Shaddai. We worship You, Lord of lords, Lord of hosts. We worship You, Jesus. For there is none higher than You. There is none mightier than You. There is none stronger than You. There is none greater than You. You are above all. You have conquered all. We worship You, Father. You live forever. You reign forever. Blessed be Your holy name. Thank You, Father. All power belongs to You. All honor belongs to You. All authority belongs to You. You have dominion over all things, over all governments, over all nations, over all souls. You have dominion and control over the entire universe. We worship You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. We praise You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of Your throne. We worship You, Father. You speak and they come to pass. You bless a man and no one can curse him. We worship You, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. You're going to lift up your voice and thank God. You're going to say, Father, thank You for Your presence in my life. You're going to say, Father, thank You for Your presence in my life. Thank You for for your power in my life. Thank you for your grace in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you for your presence in my life. Thank you for your power in my life. Thank you for your grace in my life. For your presence is with me. You say that when I pass through the fire, you will be there with me. When I pass through the waters, you will be there with me. When I pass through thick darkness, you are there with me. Oh Lord, thank you for your presence. 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 Thank you for your presence in my life. In every day of my life, you are with me. Thank you, Father. In every hour of my life, you are with me. Thank you, Lord. Your power is with me. Your glory is with me. Your grace is with me. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Father. Thank him because he's right there with you. He's right there with you. Say, Father, thank you for your presence with me. Thank you for your presence in me. Thank you for your presence with me. Thank you for your presence in me. For you have not forsaken me. For you have never left me. Thank you, Father. For you are always there for me. Thank you, Lord. For your power is present. Because you are with me. Your power is with me. Your grace is with me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, put on me your crown of honor. You're going to say, Father, put on my head your crown of honor. Your crown of honor. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, put on me your crown of honor. Put on me your crown of honor. Put on me the crown of honor that belongs to the sons in your kingdom. Put on me the crown of honor that belongs to the sons of your kingdom. The sons in your kingdom. Put on me your crown of honor. Put on me your crown of honor. Such that I am being honored in everywhere I go. Such that I am being honored in every place I go. Put upon my life, O God, your crown of honor in the name of Jesus. Put upon me your crown of honor. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, put upon me your crown of honor such that my life begins to attract honor in everywhere I go. Such that my life begins to attract honor before all men, before all nations. Put on me your crown of honor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, just going to pray. You need to know that everyone that belongs to the kingdom of God have shared from all that the kingdom of God possesses. Everyone that belongs to God's kingdom have been given a share of all that the kingdom of God possesses. Now, so if the kingdom of God possesses power, you as a son of God, you have a share of that power. If the kingdom of God possesses authority, you as a son of God, you have a share of that authority. So everything that the kingdom of heaven have, you as a son of God, you have a share of it. So the kingdom, and you know that the kingdom of God have dominion, which means that you as a son of God, you have a share of that dominion. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put upon my head the crown of dominion that is present in your kingdom. You're going to say, Father, put upon my head the crown of dominion that is present in your kingdom. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Neheshte getashe davala. Niosu jiwa de kihabashten hapashda. Say, Father, put upon my head, put upon my spirit, soul, and body the crown of dominion that is in your kingdom. The crown of dominion that will make me dominate powers of darkness, forces of hell, powers of darkness, forces of hell, put upon my head right now. Jekesh de hatasherela, nahadeke denemelashusiando bashidia. O Lord of hosts, put upon my head the crown of dominion that he is in your kingdom. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're passionate about this prayer. I believe you're passionate about this prayer. Say, Father, put upon my head the crown of dominion that is in your kingdom. The crown that will make me dominate powers of darkness, principalities of darkness, forces of hell. The crown of dominion that will make me dominate sin and works of the devil and works of the flesh. The crown that will make me have complete dominion over witchcraft and oppressions of darkness. Lord, let that crown sit upon my head right now. Thank you, Father. The crown of dominion that is in your kingdom, Lord, put upon me right now. The crown of dominion that will enable me to have dominion over sicknesses and diseases. The crown of dominion that will enable me to have dominion over serpents and scorpions and every devil. Let that crown of dominion sit on my head right now. Le genou qui attache là. Viens directe genou sous amalashda. Le la nijia me kadishnia. Tenshene badashu salande kulishda. Niaba jesu zamashdena tashda. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. The crown of dominion to rule over my oppressors. Father, let it sit on my head right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I remember sometime in the year 2020. Yeah, that the Lord was talking to me about how Christians must have power over time and seasons if they are going to defeat the Antichrist. Yeah, he was telling me that until Christians have power over time, that we will not be able to overcome the Antichrist. Yeah. So what does it mean to have power over time? It means that you are able to determine what should happen in every day from your prayer room. You are able to determine what will happen in every day from your place of prayer. That is what it means to have power over time. Yeah. So it means that what the devil has programmed to happen in time, you are able to pray and undo those things. You are able to pray in your secret place and you terminate those evil devil has programmed to happen in time. Yeah. And the Lord told me that until Christians are able to control time, that they can never overcome the Antichrist. Yeah. Because the Antichrist has taken over times, days. Much of what is going on in the world, much of what you see on the news, is what Satan has put in days to happen. And things will continue to get worse until Christians begin to take control over time. In your country, things will continue to get worse until Christians begin to take control over days. Until we begin to determine what should happen to us. Not that we become at the mercy of what is happening in the world, but we begin to determine what should happen on earth. That is when we will overcome the beast. So you are going to pray. Thank you, Lord. You are going to say, Father, give me the keys of authority in your kingdom to enforce righteousness and goodness in every day of my life. Yeah. I'm going to repeat myself. You're going to say, Father, give me the keys of authority in your kingdom to enforce righteousness and goodness in every hour of my life, to enforce them to happen on earth. Give me the keys, O Lord. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. To enforce righteousness and goodness in time, in every time, in every hour, in every day, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Yeshua ten tebalash dena. If you read your Bible very well, you will see that Jesus promised us these keys. Jesus promised to give us these keys. He said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and you'll be able to set things in time. You'll be able to determine what should happen and what should not happen. Read your Bible. So, oh Lord, release unto me the keys of authority in your kingdom, to enforce righteousness upon the earth, to enforce goodness upon the earth, to enforce light upon the earth, in the name of Jesus. Heaven is sick of Christianity that lacks authority. Heaven is tired of Christianity without authority, Christianity without dominion. Heaven is tired of such kind of Christianity. So, oh Lord, give me the keys. The keys of the authority in your kingdom to enforce righteousness and goodness in every day of my life, upon every day of my life, upon the earth, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Or maybe you don't know what it means when Jesus said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Maybe you don't know what it means. Another translation says, whatsoever you permit, whatsoever you permit on earth shall be permitted in heaven. So whatsoever you allow to happen on earth is what will happen. That's what it means. And it doesn't mean that whatsoever you don't want to happen on earth, whatsoever you forbid to happen on earth, yeah, is what will not happen. I don't know if you get what I'm saying right now. Yeah, God is saying that he has given you keys, or he will give you keys, and you will be able to determine what should happen on earth and what should not happen. I don't know if you understand the weight of that kind of promise in the Bible. I don't know if you understand the weight of that verse. You are going to pray. So that implies that certain things are not permitted to happen to you as a Christian. certain things are not supposed to happen in your life. If you are using those keys, certain things are not supposed to happen. Yeah, Apostle Paul says that for sin shall not have dominion over you, because you are no longer under the dispensation where they don't have that key. You are now in the dispensation of grace where you have the keys to determine what should happen to you. You're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, by the reason of my shared authority in Christ Jesus, let everything that does not glorify God in my life begin to disappear. Yeah, I'm going to take it again. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, by the reason of my shared authority in Christ, by the reason of my shared authority in the kingdom of God, let everything that does not glorify God in my life begin to disappear right now. Or open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Jeshade katashinabala. See, by the reason of my shared authority in the kingdom of God, I command everything that does not glorify God in my life to disappear right now. Disappear right now, thank you, Lord. Mesheke gehata sunamala. Jihashte and Teshto Hasoshilibala. Kiende Delaketajimanajna. Whatsoever does not glorify Jesus in my life, I command you to disappear by the reason of the authority that I have in God's kingdom. I command you to disappear. I believe you're praying like that. See, by the reason of the authority that I own, the authority that I have in the kingdom of God, I command everything that does not glorify Jesus in my life, in my environment, to disappear right now. Disappear right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, if you have grown up spiritually, you should have reached a point where you will stand for the deliverance of others. Not that you are still asking for prayers. Pastor, please pray for me. This one is going on. That one is going on. When you have grown up to a point as a son in the kingdom of God, you should be the one setting others free, not you looking for someone to pray for you. You should be the one praying for others, setting your family members free. Yeah, you're going to pray. You need to grow. Yeah, God wants you to grow. In fact, without growth, you will be defeated. If you don't grow, you will die. It's just like a plant. Yeah, if a plant does not grow, sooner or later, it will die. The same applies to you as a child of God. If you don't grow, you will be conquered. You will be defeated. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release upon me grace to grow into knowing and possessing all that belongs to me in your kingdom. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, release upon me grace to grow into knowing and possessing all that is mine in your kingdom. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, release upon me grace to grow into knowing and possessing and accessing all that belongs to me in your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, Lord, release the grace upon me. Release the grace upon me. The grace that will help me to grow into knowing and possessing and accessing all that you have made available to me in your kingdom, in your throne. Oh Lord, give me that grace now. Give me the grace now. Give me the grace now. Give me the grace now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit in me, lift me up to the realm in you where I have full dominion over the forces of darkness controlling this earth. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit in me, lift me up to that realm in you where I have full dominion over the forces of hell controlling the affairs of this world, controlling the affairs in this earth. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. By your Holy Spirit in me. Lift me up into that realm in you. Where I have full dominion over the forces of darkness, over the creatures of darkness, over the powers of darkness, ruling this world, controlling the affairs of this world. Take me to that realm. Take me up to that realm. Take me up to that realm. By your Spirit in me, lift me up to that realm. That realm where I have complete dominion over the forces of darkness ruling this world. Over the powers of hell, ruling this earth, ruling the affairs of this earth. Lord, take me up to that realm. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I believe you are desperate about this prayer. I hope you are desperate about this prayer. Say, Lord, take me to that realm. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Do you think it is easy to just decree a thing and that which you have decreed manifest? You should ask Elijah. He would tell you that he's not a child's play. He would tell you that it's not easy to decree a thing and it manifests like that. So for you to decree a thing and it will manifest, you must have been lifted above the forces. Some people call them the powers that be. You must have been lifted above the forces that will not let that thing happen. Yeah, because before you would decree that any good thing happen in the head, there are millions of forces. You must know that there are millions of forces that don't want that good thing to happen. So for your word to come to pass, or maybe I should use the word for your authority and decree to produce results, you must have been lifted above them. You must have risen above those forces. Yeah. If you haven't, your decree or command will do nothing. Yeah. So you are going to pray. You are going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, baptize me with your fire. Thank you, Lord. That will make me overcome. Powers of darkness, forces of darkness, enforcing evil in the earth. I'm going to say, Father, baptize me with fire that will make me overcome forces of darkness, powers of darkness, enforcing evil on the earth, enforcing evil in the earth, in the name of Jesus. I begin to pray like that. You need fire that will make you defeat them, because you must first fight and overcome them. If you can't overcome them, you can't control what they are controlling. You can't control what those powers are controlling. Say, Father, baptize me with fire. Thank you, Lord. Baptize me with fire to conquer the forces of darkness, powers of darkness, principalities of darkness, creatures of darkness, enforcing evil upon the earth, enforcing evil in the earth. Oh Lord, baptize me with fire. Right now, baptize me with fire. I believe you are serious about this prayer. Baptize me with fire. Baptize me with fire right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Fire that will enable me to conquer. Thank you, Lord. The powers of darkness controlling the affairs of this world. The powers of darkness enforcing evil upon this earth. Baptize me with fire that will enable me to conquer them, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You need to understand that these same things the kingdom of darkness are controlling are the same things the kingdom of God controls. Yeah. So if the kingdom of darkness control people, the kingdom of God controls the same. If the kingdom of darkness controls riches and wealth, the kingdom of God controls the same. If the kingdom of darkness controls people's mind, people's thoughts, the kingdom of God controls the same. So everything the kingdom of darkness controls in this world, the kingdom of God is also controlling. So if they, whatever they control, so if you as a Christian, you are going to exercise dominion, you must have dethroned those forces Yeah, you must have dethroned them. So it's more like you pull them down and you take that place. The place they have taken, you pull them down and you take that place of control. Yeah. So you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, by the reason of my authority, of my shared authority in the kingdom of God, I dethrone every personality of darkness that has taken the position of controlling my life, calling, and destiny. I'm going to repeat myself. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, by the reason of my shared authority in God's kingdom, I dethrone every personality of darkness that have taken the position of control over my life, calling, and destiny. I dethrone them right now. I dethrone them right now. Begin to pray like that. By the reason of my shared authority in the kingdom of God, I dethrone every prince of darkness, principality of darkness, forces of darkness, personalities of darkness that have taken position of control over my life. I dethrone them. I bring them down right now in the name of Jesus. I bring them down. I dethrone them right now in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. Personalities of darkness, creatures of darkness that have taken the position of controlling my life, calling, and destiny, I dethrone them now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I dethrone them. Lashon get a hapachida. Demi kisus hashanitishtada. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You need to know that the authority you have in Christ, the dominion you have in Christ, should put you in charge of what is happening in your environment. Yeah, you should be the one to determine what happens in your environment. Yeah, not that When the devil is making some things happen in the environment, and then you begin to shake, you begin to be afraid. Oh, these wicked people have come again. These wicked people have started again. Oh, these demons have come again. That is not Christianity. You should be the one in charge of the affairs in your environment. From the realm of the spirit, you should control what should happen in your environment. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, by my shared dominion in God's kingdom, I decree destruction over forces of darkness enforcing evil in my environment. You're going to say, I decree destruction. I decree destruction upon forces of darkness enforcing evil in my environment, controlling my environment for evil. I decree destruction upon them right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Lishage danagalashdeya nisuzashoja mishanagatashdeya handedisuzashunenolashdeya. Right now in the name of Jesus, according to my sheer dominion in the kingdom of God, I decree destruction upon forces of darkness enforcing evil in my environment, practicing evil in my environment, performing evil in my environment. I decree destruction. I decree destruction upon them right now. I decree destruction upon them right now. I believe you're praying like that. Thank you, Lord. I decree destruction. Shall I get this salash deva? Nedehi kalash deha tashda. Majesusiyanda diolala. Right now, in the name of Jesus, destruction from heaven. Destruction from heaven. Thank you, Lord. Fall upon them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to pray that prayer again. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, by the reason of my shared dominion in Christ Jesus, let every territorial forces of darkness controlling their fears in my environment begin to fall, begin to fail in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, by the reason of my shared dominion in Christ Jesus, let every territorial forces of darkness controlling their fears in my environment begin to fall down right now in the name of Jesus. Let them begin to fall. Let them begin to fall. Let them begin to fail in the name of Jesus. Let them begin to lose their hopes right now in the name of Jesus. Let them begin to lose their control right now in the name of Jesus. Let them begin to fail right now in the name of Jesus. Forces of darkness, territorial principalities, controlling their fears in my environment. In the name of Jesus, lose your hold right now. Lose your hold. Thank you, Lord. Lose your place in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Just going to pray. Just as I've said earlier, that everything the kingdom of God has, you have a share of it. Yeah, if the kingdom of God has power, you have a share of that power. Therefore, you're going to pray. You're going to say, by the reason of my shared power in the kingdom of God, I command the release of breakthroughs that should happen to me right now. Yeah, I'm going to take the prayer point again. Yeah, you're going to pray, you're going to say, by the reason of my shared power in the kingdom of God, or by the reason of the power given to me in the kingdom of God, I command the release of the breakthroughs that should happen to me right now. The breakthroughs that should happen in my life at this point in time, I command the release now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. By the reason of my shared power in God's kingdom, I command the release of the breakthroughs that should happen in my life at this time. In the name of Jesus, I command the release of the breakthroughs that should happen to me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I command the release now. The release of the breakthroughs that should happen to me now. Thank you, Lord. I command the release. I command their release right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Just going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command every good thing the devil has moved out of my life to come back into my life. Every good thing the devil has moved out of my life, I command them to come back by my authority in Jesus Christ. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I command everything the enemy has moved out of my life to come back right now. In the name of Jesus, every good thing the enemy has moved out of my life, I command them to come back right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. By the reason of my authority in Jesus Christ, I command them to come back right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Begin to pray like that. I command them to come back. I command them to come back. In the name of Jesus. Every good thing the enemy has moved out of my life, come back right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Now. We are talking about dominion, authority, power, and we are talking about you know, things that are real. I mean, these things I'm talking about, they are real. The kingdom power, the kingdom dominion, the kingdom authority, they are real in the earth. Yeah, this is not that you are going to heaven to touch them. They are in the earth, right here. Yeah, but there is a lot, there is a lot you must go through to attain these things. Yeah. There is a lot of process you must go through. Or there is a process you must go through. And that process entails a lot of things. For you to come to the place where you can wield those powers of God's kingdom, the authority of God's kingdom, the dominion of God's kingdom. Yeah, and the Holy Spirit is ready to take you through the process if you are ready. Yeah. If you are willing. Yeah, now, there is this common thing many Christians talk about. Yeah, they will say, God knows I have this weakness. Yeah, they will say, I have this weakness, and that is why I always do this, I always do that. And I know God does not like what I do, but I do those things because I have this weakness. Yeah. If you are going to operate in kingdom dominion, you must have no weakness. Yeah. Yeah, some people will say, telling lies is my weakness. Sexual sin is my weakness. I don't know what else people say. Love of money is my weakness. That one is my weakness. Getting hungry is my weakness. Until you have no weakness, then you have not yet attained dominion. Yeah. Until there is nothing Satan has against you, then you can't have dominion. I mean, you can't function in that realm of dominion. Yeah. So you're going to pray. So I don't know the weakness in quotes that you have. The point is that weakness must die. Yeah. If you're going to function in the power and the dominion of God's kingdom, it must die. It must die. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every weakness in my spirit, soul, and body, robbing me of my place of dominion in God's kingdom. I'm going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every weakness in my spirit, soul, and body, robbing me of my place of dominion and authority and power in Christ Jesus, in God's kingdom. I begin to pray like that. Shade kande shiala, nia pesuza shena gashtibala. Continue to pray. That weakness must die. That weakness must die. Otherwise, you can't go anywhere. Even to fulfill your destiny will be impossible until that weakness dies. To fulfill your calling will be impossible until that weakness dies. To enter into glory will be impossible until that weakness dies. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every weakness in my body, weakness in my soul, weakness in my spirit, robbing me of my place of dominion in the kingdom of God, right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray. Right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I have said it before. Yeah, I remember there was a time I was sharing with you. Yeah, that as I am right now. If I am stronger than darkness, I will know. And if darkness is stronger than me, I will know. Yeah. And this is what I'm saying. In every moment I find myself, in every hour or minute I find myself. I always know when I am stronger than the enemy and when the enemy is stronger than me. Why? Because I can literally feel dominion. Yeah. So if I am defeated, I will know. And if I am victorious, I will know. So now, if you also are able to know what I'm talking about right now, if there's a way you also know when you are above the enemy, and when the enemy is above you, then you are getting close, yeah, to the place of exercising the kingdom dominion. So what you just have to do is to always make sure that you are above the enemy. Yeah. To always make sure that you are above darkness. That you are stronger than them. Yeah. Well, maybe some of you don't know what I'm talking about, like practically. But you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, put in me signs, put in me spiritual signs and signals that will lead me into the place of complete dominion. Now, because if you are able to know when you are stronger than the enemy and when you are not. So which means that maybe you started a personal prayer in your room, just only you. And then let's say you prayed for 3 hours. If there are spiritual signs in your body, you will know that these 3 hours prayers is not enough, because it has not solved the problem. I am not yet above the enemy. I am not yet stronger than them. Then you continue. Then let's say after you have prayed 6 hours, the spiritual sign God have placed in your body is still telling you that you have not yet dominated. Continue. Then you will not stop at 6 hours. You will still continue to pray. Yeah. Until you now know by that sign in your body that you have attained dominion. And it is at that point that something will shift in the physical realm. It is at that point that you will also know, and not just know, you will see breakthroughs happen. Now, that is how God trained me in spiritual warfare, in getting victories. Yeah, so you need those spiritual signs. By them, you'll be able to know when you have overcome or not. So there's a way I know when I've overcome. And there's a way I know when I have not yet overcome. Yeah. And when I've overcome, it is certain that I have overcome. Because I will see the results. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put in me a spiritual signs, or maybe you can call it sensors, yeah, or signals that will lead me to the realm of dominion in all situations. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Even if you don't understand what we're talking about, just pray. Just pray. Say, Father, put in my body, put in my soul, put in my spirit, spiritual signs, spiritual signals, all spiritual ability that will give me signals and signs. For me to attain dominion in all situations, in the name of Jesus, help me to be able to know when I am in charge and when I am not. Help me to be able to know when I am the one oppressing the enemy and when the enemy is the one oppressing me. Help me to be able to know by these signals in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. What I am telling you right now is real. Yeah. Very real. Yeah. And you can attain dominion. This is not for some apostles, for some prophets, for some pastors. This is for everyone. Every Christian. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, in my body system, let the light of God prevail. I'm going to repeat myself. You're going to say, in my body system, let the light of God prevail. Let the fire of God prevail over darkness. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. We are focusing on your body. Place your right hand on your head. Say, in my body system, let the light of God prevail. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God prevail. In the name of Jesus. Because there is war in your body. There's a war going on in your body, but you don't know. Place your right hand on your head. Say, in my body system, let the fire of God prevail right now, right now, right now, right now, in my blood, inside my blood. Let the fire of God prevail over the darkness day. Thank you, Lord. Nejengetasavashtra. Right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Continue to pray, don't stop. Thank you, Lord. Let the light of God prevail. Let the fire of God prevail. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We have 5 more prayer points. And after that, we'll round up the session. You're still going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, in my soul, let the fire of God prevail. In my soul, let the power of God prevail over the darkness there. In the name of Jesus. I'll begin to pray like that. Right now, in the name of Jesus, right now, in the name of Jesus, deep down in my soul, let the fire of God prevail. Let the power of God prevail over the darkness day. Right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray. In my soul, thank you, Lord. Fire of God prevail. Power of God prevail. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have a 4 more prayer point. So now we are focusing on your spirit. You're still going to place your right hand on your head. And there's a reason why I separated it. I separated the body from the soul and then the spirit. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in my spirit, let the fire of God prevail. Let the strength of God prevail. Let the glory of God prevail. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Drea jeke katashalala. Nadi sa shoman dekakala. Hidek to jarada jibhala. Right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Say, in my spirit, let the fire of God prevail. Let the glory of God prevail. Let the strength of God prevail over every darkness there. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in my spirit, thank you, Lord. Let the fire of God prevail. Let the strength of God prevail. Let the glory of God prevail. Over every darkness day, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Fire of God. Strength of God. The glory of God prevailed in my spirit. In Jesus' name, oh, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we have 3 more prayer points. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the glory of the Lord that we birth my greatness and success defend right now. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the glory of the Lord that we birth my greatness and success descend right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Let the glory of the Lord that we birth my greatness and success descend right now. Shemya toba gehalela shana. Gidenil hatashona giasusia do diana. Masho jen diklashana. Diat pengal hashtela tabala. Let it descend right now. The glory of heaven that we birth my greatness and success descend right now, descend right now, descend right now. Thank you, Lord. The glory of God that we birth my greatness and success descend right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You need to also know that the glory, the throne of God is inside everywhere God is, or the throne of God is in everywhere God is. Yeah, the throne of God is not just, is not only up there in the highest in heaven. The throne of God is within everywhere God is, and God is in everything He created. Yeah. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, glorify your throne. In everything in my life and environment, and fill my life with your glory. I'm going to say, Father, glorify your throne. Magnify your throne in everything in my life, in everything in my environment, until my life is completely filled with your glory. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Je ne capte susashinia. Say, Father, glorify and magnify your throne in everything in my life and environment, until my life and environment is completely filled with your glory. In the name of Jesus, glorify and magnify your throne. Glorify and magnify your throne. Glorify and magnify your throne. Thank you, Lord. In everything in me, in everything in my life, in everything in my environment, until my life and environment is completely filled with your glory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the last prayer point you're going to pray like this. Yeah, I know some of you might not like this prayer, but it's very important that it happens to you. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, make me uncomfortable in every comfort zone I have chosen to stay, that is limiting the fulfillment of my destiny. Yeah. Because some people, they have embraced a comfort zone and they are just happy there. But as long as they stay in that comfort zone, they can never fulfill destiny. Because the fulfillment of their destiny is outside of the comfort zone. Yeah, you can stay there for 20 years and you will never fulfill destiny. Yeah. So you're going to say, Father, make me uncomfortable in every comfort zone I have embraced, that is limiting the fulfillment of my destiny. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Jeshe de kerishimilia. Natasho denevala. Show me Christians that will turn the world upside down. for Jesus. They are Christians who have stepped out of their comfort zones. Christians who are not looking for convenience and comfort. So Lord, make me uncomfortable in every comfort zone I have been staying for years that is bringing limitation on my calling and destiny. Lord, make me uncomfortable there. Move me out of there. In the name of Jesus, move me out. Move me out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I pray the Lord move you out. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you because you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace and mercies you have bestowed upon us. Thank you for your love for our lives. Thank you for your support that we enjoy. Thank you, Lord, for defending your purposes in our life. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that the answers to the prayers your people have prayed right here on this platform be released now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that you shall rise and excel in everything you do. Excellence shall be produced in everything you do. In the name of Jesus, perfection shall be produced in everything you do. In the name of Jesus, strength of God that terminates problems shall appear in your life right now. In the name of Jesus, I invoke the anger of God against your enemies. Let the anger of God waste them all right now in Jesus' name. The Lord of hosts shall lift you up, for he is the lifter of your head. He shall lift you up to that place. You will fulfill destiny. He shall lift you up to that place. You will see his glory. He shall lift you up to that place. You will find enough opportunities to carry out your divine calling. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Every sickness and disease you have battled with for so long are now terminated. In the name of Jesus, sicknesses and diseases in your body are now dead. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.